Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Echinacea. Like last week's arnica, echinacea is often a person's introduction to a whole system of medicine, at least how it supports the immune system. Arnica is often the entree to homeopathy, whereas echinacea is often an intro to herbal medicine. Whereas arnica, if taken internally, needs to be given in a homeopathic dilution due to possible toxicity, echinacea is safer to use in either tincture or even tea form. Today, I'd like to focus on Echinacea angustifolia, as opposed to the other species such as purpurea, all of which can be used to boost the immune system, often for dealing with the common cold virus. Angustifolia, interestingly, has been singled out for helping alleviate anxiety. That's right, along with depression, anxiety seems to be running rampant in our modern world. I first read about Echinacea angustifolia's use for anxiety a few, maybe 5 years ago, in a naturopathic journal written by a colleague, where only this species in small doses could alleviate anxiety. Apparently, the usual 40-drop or so dosages would actually be too much in this case, surprisingly not working the way smaller 5 to 10 drops would work. This is an unusual situation, especially for such a long-used plant medicine, suddenly being used for a completely different condition, in a very specific dosage and even a narrow species only. Now we don't have to worry about much this dosage business, as there are proprietary brands of this type of echinacea that put together the correct milligram amounts that make it much easier. If you're not sure how to proceed, remember it's Echinacea angustifolia only. You can contact your local herbalist or naturopath for further consultation. As usual, homeopathic use of echinacea really does dive deep into some real specifics of when to prescribe echinacea. Like last week's arnica, echinaceas of all species fall into the aster or daisy family. This family can be considered the most developed of the flowering plants. Individuals benefiting from a homeopathic preparation of any aster plant have a strong need for autonomy. They need to be recognized as a true individual, not a role of wife, child, worker, or whatever. They want to make the world a better place, to make the world sunny. They need to find their purpose in life, what they've come into the world to do. Echinacea angustifolia specifically may be trying to get out of a dangerous situation. There could be destruction by being injured or hurt. Well, the list of specific symptoms is vast, so probably best to see a homeopath if you think you may fit an echinacea picture that closely. Otherwise, the herbal milligram dosage could help a much wider group of people, in this case, a lot of times for anxiety as well. Thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.